as usual, this event will be fun, exciting, informative, and free of charge. That is the Washington County Monthly Meeting, Republican Party Monthly Meeting, 1 week from today, Monday, July the 19th, 6:30 p.m. at the Downtown Restaurant Crossing Second. Come early to get a good seat and to get something fabulous to eat. Thank you.
All right. We appreciate it again. July 19th, next Monday at 6:30, GOP meeting, monthly meeting at Crossing Second. That's downtown in Bartlesville. Come early, get a good seat. As she indicated, also, you can come early and get your food. And anyway, it's open to the public. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I have a Class 5 3-inch receiver hitch for sale. New, these things retail for about $750, and it is super heavy-duty. I'm asking $400, the best reasonable offer on it. I've also got a set of Continental running boards for a pickup. I'm asking $100 for them. I also have a handmade quilt that I'm trying to get $200 out of, a best reasonable offer. Just trying to get stuff cleaned up around here. Also, I've got some industrial shelving for sale. I'm at, there's about 17 shelves and ends in for all of them, and a few dividers for them. I'm asking $250 on those. And also, I have about 50 to 55 square feet of ceramic floor tile for sale. I'm asking $80 or best reasonable offer on it. You can reach me at 918-703-7904. That is a Caney number.
All right. And again, these are items that he has for sale. The Class 5 3-inch hitch, heavy duty, $400 or best reasonable offer. Set of Continental running boards for a pickup for $100. Hard or handmade quilt for $200 or best reasonable offer. Industrial shelving, about 17 shelves with the ends and dividers for $250 and about 50 to 55 square feet of ceramic floor tiling for $80. 918-703-7904 is the phone number to call.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You have a good day.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning.
I'm looking for a young lady. My wife, son. Her name is Vicki D. Bellmeyer. My son helped her and Gina Williams clean the house up, and my son would like to get a hold of her. Ask her a question.
Okay.
We've been trying to get hold of her. That's the address we have with Pawhuska. But I guess she don't live there no more.
Okay.
But if anybody might know where she is or whereabouts, have her call us at 918-327-1821.
All right. Please. All right, so Vicki D. Bellmeyer is who you're looking for, and your son has a question for her and helped her move her stuff out of her house. 918-327-1821. Please call Joe and let him know if anybody knows her. All right, we appreciate it, Joe. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, thank you.
You too. Bye-bye now. Good morning. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm looking for a solar-powered fence charger. Anybody's got one of those for sale? And then I have some fresh ground beef for sale. And my number is 918-331-6393.
All right, so you're looking for a solar-powered fence charger?
Yes.
And you have for sale some fresh ground beef. 918-331-6393 is the phone number to call.
That's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye.
Good morning. How may I help you?
I am calling back, Sharon, because I just made a mistake this morning when I put on the announcement for the Republican Party monthly meeting. I said it was 1 week from today because I don't know what day it is. But it actually is 1 week from 2 days ago. So it's
okay, this coming Monday. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Monday the 19th.
All right. Not a problem. You are very welcome. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. That's this coming Monday, July 19th, 6:30 p.m. at Crossing Second, the GOP monthly meeting. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. With that, I'll be right back.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates, because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio at BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date, and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Mike Dutcher, the audio video doctor, has the smart home options to fit your needs and your home with your technology.
There's some new technologies out there in wireless, and one is called a mesh technology, which blankets the house with Wi-Fi coverage. It's very effective and solves a lot of problems.
Call Mike Dutcher, 918-327-9206. That's 918-327-9206, the audio video doctor.
Instant savings on brand new merchandise and gift certificates. Mark your calendars for the annual K1, KYFM, KRIG, KPGM auction. Saturday morning, July 31st, at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey. Doors open at 8 a.m. and the auction begins at 9. We've been shopping at local advertisers, buying brand new merchandise and gift certificates. Then we'll be auctioning them off to you with guaranteed savings. Bidding stops at 80%. However, many items won't even get to the full 80%. You may pay 40, 50, 60% of retail. It's an auction, and you set the prices. You get the bargains. Some of the items up for sale include
ASAP Philips 66 kickback gas cards, a steel trimmer, children's toys, and earrings from Coffeeville Feed and Farm, the Gospel Grill gift certificates, and golf certificates from Hillcrest Golf Club in Coffeeville.
There will be free prizes, too, so don't miss it. Bartlesville Radio's annual auction, Saturday, July 31st, beginning at 9 at the Washington County Fairgrounds in Dewey.
And welcome back to Consumer Calls. Let's check in with Stephen Nairns about our weather.
Typical summertime humidity and heat back in the forecast for our Wednesday. Skies turning partly sunny by the middle of the day. Stronger south winds. Highs in the low to mid-90s. Heat index values around 100 during the mid-afternoon hours. We'll keep a steady south breeze going tonight, and temperatures holding in the mid-70s overnight into Thursday morning. Partly to mostly cloudy Thursday. Highs around 90 degrees. Scattered showers and storms possible by Thursday evening. From the Bob Mills Weather Center, I'm News on 6 meteorologist Stephen Nairns.
Thank you, Stephen, for the weather update. Right now, at this very moment at 9:23, it's 79 beautiful degrees out. Sunny skies, looking for a high of 91 with a low of 72. And then tomorrow, about the same. High of 90 with a low of 73. And then Friday, maybe a chance of rain in the forecast, with a looking for a high of 88 with a low of 70. And our weekend looks about the same. Anyway, you're listening to Consumer Calls. Our time now is 9:24, time for our Oklahoma Energy Report.
The roller coaster ride continues. Hello, everyone. I'm Matt Skinner with today's Oklahoma Energy Report on the Radio Oklahoma Ad Network. After starting the week on a down note with worry about the COVID-19 resurgence and the collapse of OPEC Plus talks on production, traders suddenly decided that the light at the end of the tunnel wasn't an oncoming train and pushed oil prices back up on Tuesday to a more than two-year high. The betting is that today's weekly report from the Energy Information Administration on U.S. crude inventories will show the eighth straight drop as supplies continue to tighten. Shrugged off on Tuesday were warnings from the International Energy Agency, which said the rise in COVID-19 cases in many countries, particularly wealthy countries, could put future oil demand at risk. The NYMEX August crude contract rose almost 1.6% on Tuesday to $75.25 a barrel, the highest front-month contract close for the U.S. benchmark since October of 2018. After a strong start to the week, natural gas prices slumped as traders booked profits. The NYMEX August natural gas contract fell 1.4% on Tuesday, ending at $3.70 a million BTUs. That's still ahead of where the price was a year ago. Higher oil and natural gas prices mean more money for Oklahoma's bank account. The state's fiscal year ended June 30th, and State Treasurer Randy McDaniel says gross receipts set a record for the fiscal year, and for June collections as well, with a fiscal year total of $14.32 billion. The gross production tax on oil and gas jumped more than 300% from June of last year at $79.7 million, for a fiscal year total of $754.3 million. That's today's Oklahoma Energy Report. For the Oklahoma Corporation Commission, I'm Matt Skinner.
For years, Mueller Custom Buildings have been used for living spaces due to the strength and durability of our steel. They provide flexibility for open floor plans and beautiful paint colors to last for decades. Hear how JR and Kim built the barn home of their dreams, thanks to Mueller.
I was inspired by all of the options we saw on the Mueller website. I really wanted to bring in some of our surroundings, including metal and wood together, kind of mirroring our acreage or our lot, incorporating like an industrial modern look.
Working with Mueller was awesome. What I loved about the Mueller rep was that he gave us options. If I had a question, he would answer it.
We found the best with Mueller.
Visit our website today at MuellerInc.com to view our extensive photo gallery of custom living spaces and learn more about how Mueller steel buildings offer a strong, durable structure for your home. Mueller Inc. Metal roofs, metal buildings, made in America, and made to last.
Lost cats who want their mama. And lost dogs, you know, the ones this show goes to occasionally, and other household pets. Now, hopefully, are reunited with their families as K1 presents the Doggone Bulletin Board.
And it's time for our Doggone Report. Nothing to report today. That's a good thing. Everybody's home, safe and sound. But when we do have animals listed, for a complete listing of our lost or found animals, you can visit our website, BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the community tab, then click on the Doggone link. It'll open up. You can see what we have there. Now, if you need to submit a lost or found animal, go to BartlesvilleRadio.com. Click on the submit tab. Submit your information. You can even upload a picture. You can still call the office at 918-336-1001 and leave your information with one of us. We'll make sure it gets to the website and to the report. You can also email me, Sharon, at BartlesvilleRadio.com with your information. Attach a picture. I'll get to it as fast as I can. That is our Doggone Report for today. And remember, this is all a free service.
The Doggone Bulletin Board is a free service. Simply call us at 336-1400 or stop by the studios here at Broadcast Center, 1200 Southeast Frank Phillips Boulevard in Bartlesville. The Doggone Bulletin Board. It's a public service of K1. 1400 KWON.
Welcome back to Consumer Calls. I am out of time to take any more calls today, but I appreciate all the ones that did call in today. Thank you so much for making the show possible. And I'm hoping that you're going to enjoy the day. It's beautiful out, nice and sunny, and looking for a high of around 90 so. And anyway, have a beautiful day. Take care, stay well, and I'll talk to you tomorrow with more of Consumer Calls.
I'm raising adults is what I'm doing. I'm not trying to perform and look good in front of my friends.
What's parenting really all about? Courtney DeFeo is on Focus on the Family Minute talking about raising respectful children.
I want them actually learning how to sit at a business dinner and operate.